You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, I am Julie Merica, the host of the Daily Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Each bite-sized episode is less than 10 minutes long, so you can pair it with a good habit if you want, like flossing or making your damn bed, or you can just tune in whenever it feels right and you need a little jump start. We are all consuming a ton of content every single day, so why not start your mornings off with something a little more optimistic, realistic, and approachable? I am sure to include a lot of actionable tips and tricks to make starting your day and life in general just a bit easier and more enjoyable. The goal is to help you get out of bed so you can start making it. So check out Make Your Damn Bed podcast today wherever you listen to podcasts, or visit www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And it just sits there and it says, I'm not moving, you can't see me.
Yeah.
And most of the time, you can't.
Welcome to Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries, a glimpse of the world of science from the inside. We're on an island off the coast of Queensland, Australia, searching for koalas with biologist Alastair Melzer and a team of Earthwatch volunteers. But finding a koala isn't as easy as it sounds.
The simplest thing we're going to do is to look for koalas and to see whether those koalas have got ear tags or not. The reason we do that is we want to look at the proportion of animals that are tagged compared to the proportion of animals that are not tagged, that they're new animals. And from that, we can make an estimate of the population density of koalas on the island.
11. Yeah, we've been walking for about 3 hours now, hiking up and down the hill, and we did find the spiders and wallabies and butterflies. If that's what we were looking for, we'd be doing a fantastic job. But right now, we're still on the hunt for the koalas.
When you look at a picture of a koala and it stands out, big ears, big eyes, black nose, but put it in a tree in its natural habitat and it just blends into the landscape, and it's just so hard to see.
Just to convince you that that in fact the koalas are sitting up trees waving at you as you go past, all these scratches on this tree, that's all koala scratches, yeah. On the bark of the tree. But almost certainly you've walked past probably 20 koalas today.
We'll hear more about koalas in future programs. Please visit our website at pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries are made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.